Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey everyone, welcome in to the weekend edition of the KE Report. Gordon Chad here, your host for this weekend's edition. Also, your host throughout the week on our website, kereport.com, and podcast, The KE Report. You can also check out our updated YouTube page where we are starting to post select interviews in video format on that page. So please give some love over to our YouTube page as well. On this weekend show, there's a lot for us to talk about in terms of market moves and how a lot of different sectors closed what was a pretty good month of November. But we're going to start off with a big focus on the precious metals to kick off this show, and then also on the back end to kick off this show, we are chatting with Dana Lyons, fund manager based out of Chicago, also editor of the Lion's Share Pro website. Now, Dana, as I said, let's start off with precious metals, gold in particular. I know you follow GLD, and we just had the highest monthly close ever for the gold price, which correlated into the highest monthly close for GLD. That is after a strong month of October and a fairly strong month of November. Dana, where does gold go from here?
Right. Thanks, Corey. Well, as you know, we've been talking about gold and the longer-term potential for gold for a while, especially given the constructive chart pattern that we've had. The original high back in 2011 kind of hit the same high in 2020 post-COVID, and have kind of been working off or consolidating that move ever since. We had a spike last year, another spike early this year, but pretty much sideways for the last 2-3 years. So that's constructive action. It's constructive that we didn't completely lose that whole gain that we saw from the low end of 2015, 2016, but also constructive that we've kind of moved sideways and within arm's length of the all-time highs. So kind of worked off that froth that was built up post-COVID during that high. Now we've stored enough energy so that when we do break out, and I think we do break out, I don't know when exactly, but I think we do break out, and we've got enough energy to make that breakout a sustainable one, put in a new, healthy, longer-term upleg in the gold market. So I think that is around the corner. When exactly, like I said, I don't know, but we've maintained a pretty healthy allocation to gold especially, and also somewhat silver and the miners as well. Like we talked about a month ago or so, we did remove all of our hedges in the miners, so we are pretty hopeful and somewhat constructive there. We've seen obviously some good developments on the miners front this week. We just need to build on that. That we're certainly not out of the woods yet. There's a fair amount of chart resistance above, but some positive developments there for sure this week.
When you look at silver, gold's scrappy little brother, it's a little bit different picture. It's a different chart. It's not approaching new all-time highs. It's been stuck in a range, and really the mining stocks that you alluded to tend to track silver a little closer than gold anyways. So what's your read technically on the silver market?
Absolutely. I think silver does move in concert with gold if we do break out in the gold market and put that new bull market up leg. I think silver goes along to some extent with that, as well as the miners. But again, the chart pattern is a little bit different for sure. Silver, we trade SLV, so we definitely have some work to be done here around that 23.5 to 24 level. If we get through that decisively, then we're looking at the 2020-2021 highs up around 28. So that should come into play pretty quickly. It's not just a pure precious metals play. There's economic component to it, so it's not the same thing. But I do think it moves in tandem at least trends in the same direction as gold. Same thing with the miners, and like I mentioned, we have seen some positive technical developments in the miners, GDX, GDXJ, as well as silver and junior silver miners. I think that opens up at least some breathing room right now, whereas they were looking dicey for a while. But like I mentioned, we did remove our hedges. I think the benefit of the doubt is back up to the upside. So especially on a breakout in gold, that should still, obviously, while there's a little bit of a divergence between, and in the longer term picture, between the miners and gold itself, breakout gold should obviously lift gold miners and the junior miners to a significant extent. And they've been beaten down so much that even a move up towards, you know, the highs from a couple of years ago would signify a substantial move there. So I would definitely be accumulating more and more into pullbacks.
So, Dan, just a little bit more on GDX. One thing that was encouraging to me, at least this week, was higher volume that came into a number of the larger miners. But as you said, you take a look at a long-term chart or a longer-term chart, multi-year chart, there's still a lot of work to do on the upside. When you're looking at these different levels that, let's say, GDX has worked its way lower on, how do you view each level? Is each level a key stepping stone, or do you really go back to those 2020 highs and say it needs to get there, and then we reassess the strength and how quickly it got there?
The 2020 highs would obviously be nice to see, but there are stepping stones along the way, like you mentioned. I don't think it's going to be a straight shot there. So we have moved above some key moving averages, some key retracement levels this week, which especially on the technical and algorithmic trading models, that removes some of the roadblocks to higher prices. So it's going to be easier from now on to start moving higher and moving higher quickly. But I would say as far as levels in GDX, we do have a couple roadblocks still ahead before we would maybe make a jump to those 2020 highs. So I'd be looking at around the 30, just over 32, which we're close to it. And then probably the bigger level would be up around that 36.5 level where we stopped earlier this year. It also marks a 61 retracement from the 2020 highs. But if gold does break out, I don't see any reason why the miners can't make a run at those highs from back in the post-COVID era.
We've seen a big pullback in rates. You know, if you look at where the 10-year is today, at the time of this recording, it's at 4.26. We were just talking about it getting over 5% not too long ago. What's your take on the interest rate environment? And conversely, how the bond market is getting the bid lately.
First, the typical caveat, we are very bearish on bonds in the longer term. We think that the long 60-year cycle did bottom in yields around COVID back in 2020. So I think we do go up for many years or several decades to come. But again, it's not going to be a straight shot. The breakout above 4% was significant. We've been looking at that as a very key level, just above 4% in terms of retracement from the highs back in the early 80s. So if we can hold this breakout, that opens up substantial more upside. Obviously, long term, we think it goes much higher. But if we hold that breakout above 4%, I think the next big target to the upside would be up around the mid 6% level, around 6.5%. But we are pulling back sharply right now in yields, like you mentioned. So we're gearing up for probably one of the more significant developments in the financial markets, probably forthcoming, which would be a test of that breakout level, which was around that 4% level. So that appears to be approaching. What happens there will be very significant.
All right, well, that gives us a couple levels to watch for yields in the U.S. Dana, we're having you back on next segment, and we are going to continue to talk about U.S. equity markets and a couple other areas. Everyone stick around. We're going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin & Economics Report. We'll be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back, everyone. You are continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report, and we are continuing to chat with Dana Lyons, fund manager based out of Chicago. Dana, let's now talk about U.S. equity markets. As yields have moved lower and the dollar's moved lower, has put a bid in a lot of different areas. Look at the S&P. The S&P was up practically 9% just last month. A lot put in at the early early part of the month, but broadly, as you're viewing these U.S. markets, do you see the potential for these to continue to run higher and, who knows, maybe even reach some all-time highs?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, at least in the large cap segment of the market and various sectors like tech, we're already seeing some all-time highs in semiconductors, select segments within the technology space, certainly the mega cap space. I would expect to see new all-time highs. S&P 500, I would expect to see probably new all-time highs eventually. We're testing right now basically the highs from the summer. We break those, then I don't see anything stopping us from moving right up to all-time highs. The difference, I should say, the other side of the coin would be how sustainable such a breakout to all-time highs would be, which in our view would be kind of tenuous, especially given the divergence within the broader market. So you look at something like the Value Line Composite, which tracks the median stock in the market, and even as the S&P or some of the major averages are teasing all-time highs, you've got the median stock in the market is still down about 20% below its all-time highs hit back in early 2022 or just before that. So we do have a major divergence in the chart between the mega caps and the broad market, which generally and historically speaking, those divergences always resolve in the direction of the broader market. So it doesn't mean the large caps can't go to new highs, like I said, and we expect them to, and we expect them to not stop immediately. Should be a good run into new all-time high ground. But like I said, I don't expect it to be a sustainable move unless the broader market and the small caps do make a substantial catch up and also make a run at all-time highs themselves. But like I mentioned, they're a long way from that right now. Today, as we speak, the small caps are making a near-term called a micro breakout of sorts, which does open up further upside in the near term, as well as you throw in the January effect, which is the tendency for small caps to underperform this time of year. We can make a nice run here in the near term, the small caps in the broader market, but again, it would take a lot for them to get anywhere near all-time highs. So I would say focus right now. We can see a comeback in the small caps, but continue to focus on that longer-term relative strength, the tech and the large caps, where you have a little bit more margin of error in terms of your allocation, considering there's not much, if any, technical resistance above.
Everything seems to be moving higher. We are moving into the end of the year, but there has been this almost, risk-on move. But as you said, it is in some select stocks and some select other areas, but most things have bounced. After what felt like a breakdown about a month and a half to 2 months ago, but you're not necessarily buying this. This could be kind of a sugar high rally before a much bigger crash or pullback. Do you compare it at all to at least going back to the pandemic crash? Because people are saying we need a crash, but then there's another audience that is saying we already had a crash just 3 years ago, so we're past that stage. How do you balance that all out?
Yeah, so I wouldn't. There are variations in extremes, and a lot of it comes down to sentiment. You know, the quote unquote breakdown we talked about that happened about called a month and a half ago. That happened, as we spoke about at the time, when sentiment was pretty pessimistic. So the elements were there for a reversal higher in the market because finally, after being too frothy, being too bullish at the end of July, investors had gotten fairly pessimistic and fairly hedged to a significant degree. So they were cushioned against any sort of a breakdown. So saw that breakdown, reversed immediately, and the sentiment picture was constructive enough that could generate the type of bounce that we're seeing now. On the flip side, once you get that sugar high like you're talking about, and investors get too bullish, sentiment gets too frothy, there's no one left to buy, then you're at risk of type of a top that we saw, either a short-term top that we saw in July or that major type of a top that we saw back in 2000, the dot-com bubble. I don't think we're at either of those levels right now. I think just coming off of those pessimistic levels at the end of October, I think that a lot of that initial move was short covering. I think people, because of that, because they finally got hedged at the wrong time, they missed a lot of this move. So I think there's plenty of room for sentiment to improve, I think, from here, and that could fuel further rally here in the near term to intermediate term. So I don't think we're frothy or overly bullish yet sentiment-wise, which could open the door to further upside. And I definitely don't think we're in the short to intermediate term sentiment indicators, we're nowhere near those levels that we saw in like 2000 or 2007, you know, where investors were just like through the roof, you know, giddy. On the flip side, if you look at some of the background, what we call background indicators, and this is like the long, long-term, bigger picture, and one of the reasons that we are so pessimistic for the longer term, if you look at the amount of, and these are very slow-moving indicators, if you look at, for example, the amount of equity allocation that households have, it's still just off of all-time highs that we saw earlier this year. You look at valuations. Yeah, they've come down a bit, but they're still like historically high. Things like that, valuations like that, long-term indications like that are still historically high or just off of record levels. So, again, coming down to the durational aspect, doesn't mean you can't continue to rally here in the intermediate term, which I think we do, but longer term, there is just historic amount of correction that needs to take place at some point that's unsustainable, that, again, feeds into one of the reasons why we are not so optimistic on the longer term outlook for the for U.S. equities.
All right, Dana, thank you very much for this outlook on the metals, on interest rates, and on the broad markets. We're ending the year, it seems like, on a positive note. There is still another month to go, but next year, boy oh boy, I know there's still a lot of questions in people's heads, and who knows where they go, who knows if we do hit those all-time highs and then pull back. But so far, at least after that breakdown a couple months ago, everything seems to have rebounded, or at least most everything seems to have rebounded fairly strong. Dana, thank you very much for your time. We'll chat again in another couple weeks. I hope you have a great rest of your week.
All right. Sounds
Find
good.
Out
thank
more
you.
About today's guests. Visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
News update.
The onus is on Hamas to be able to produce a list of hostages that that can get out so that we can try to get this pause back in place.
That's John Kirby with the National Security Council during the White House daily briefing, talking about the situation in the Middle East. Explosions heard again in Gaza this Saturday as fighting continues for a second day after the Israel-Hamas truce ends. The IDF says more than 400 targets hit in Gaza in the past 24 hours. Hamas still holding over 100 Israelis hostage. In other news, the first female U.S. Supreme Court Justice, Sandra Day O'Connor, has passed away at 93. Here's USA's John Schaefer.
In this interview with NBC News, she reflected on being the first female on the high court.
It's thrilling in a way to be the first woman to ever serve on the court.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report. I hope everybody enjoyed that those first two segments with Dana Lyons, where we jumped around to a number of different sectors in these final two segments. We're going to focus again a lot more on the precious metals, but also talk about the U.S. markets as we are chatting with Richard Postma, a.k.a. Doc. Now, Doc, look, we've had a very nice run in gold, over $200 up in under 2 months. And as we're recording this late in the day on Friday, gold on the futures market is so close to that $2,100 level, only about $10 off right now. It's been a very strong move, and we've also seen some of the stocks start to turn higher. But first and foremost, let's talk about that move in gold. Doc, what's your takeaway? What are the charts telling you about the potential of gold just continuing to move higher here?
This market looks really good from the standpoint of we're going to close the month out in a new closing high. And that's impressive. That's a positive. We've had 2 months of higher closing highs now. It'll be fascinating to watch what December does. I think, sure, we can move back down. We can test, you know, some lower prices again, and that may happen, but that's okay. But we're in a very good spot right now. The 12-month is back above the 26-month moving average. And as long as we stay above neutral on the MACD or zero, that's a positive for this market. Now, we could move back down a little bit, but that would be okay, because I think we're building a strong base here finally, And I think some of the stocks are starting to signal that. But as I said months ago, what you would see is not a V-shaped recovery here, but you're going to start to see higher highs and higher lows on some of these stocks. It's going to be a process, and until we get a situation again where everybody is upset about the economy and we see inflation move back up, or they have to print a lot more money.
Well, Doc, when you look at the longer-term charts, as we like to cover with you, when you look at the monthlies, it is encouraging that we just had the highest monthly close ever yesterday. Looks like we're also going to have the highest weekly close today, so that's also of note for the weekly chart. But you had made the case, and we pinned you down on this in our last interview, that you really do think the bottom was in for gold last year when it bottomed at 1618. But moving forward, it sounds like you're a little more cautious as far as the upside in the near term or the medium term. When you look at the monthly and weekly charts to guide your forecast, how are you seeing the more near term, like as we roll into the first quarter of next year?
We could do fairly well. You have three things going here, and we talked about that a little bit before we started the session. And one of the things that has driven this that I never put a lot into is geopolitical events. I think the war in Israel had a lot to do with the initial move in this. Of course, also the feeling by people that the Fed is ready to cut rates again had a positive, and the fact that the bond market in the interim has bottomed out, which I feel it has, but in the long run, I don't think that's going to continue. All three of those situations lends some credence to this move, which could continue for a little while yet. But I hate to burst everybody's bubble, but these people that are talking about rate cuts in March, I don't think they're dealing with reality at all. And I think unless we have sudden deterioration or a black swan that happens, I don't see them cutting rates. They're going to hold them as long as they can get away with before they cut rates.
So, Doc, what has driven this move in gold then? You mentioned geopolitics, but it does seem like at least the war premium is out of these markets, especially when you look at something like oil that really popped when the war in the Middle East started. We've also seen the dollar move down a bit. Just break down exactly what you think these key drivers have been for gold moving higher and challenging these all-time highs.
Well, this, the two things you mentioned was the geopolitical and dollar moving down and the bond market potentially bottoming, and the fact that people think there are going to be rate cuts. I think you have a confluence of emotions in this market right now that are driving this gold price, which is that's all right. But I don't see it just taking off yet, until I see a real separation of the 12-month moving average from the 26-month moving average. If this month we fall back again, we're going to have those two be in confluence again, which actually is a good thing. I like it because we're gradually moving higher, even though we're moving a little bit laterally on the 12-month and 26-month. And that's very encouraging because there have been times in the past when it did that with on the charts. And generally, that helped move gold slowly up over time before it really took off. So it's positive. But those are the things, is the lowering of the dollar, the emotion by people that think the Fed's going to cut rate by March, and that the rate hikes are over. The geopolitical helped along, but I think people are going to be disappointed as we move into the year as far as when the Fed cuts.
Well, Doc, let's also take a look at silver, because silver has done well. It is up at around 25.50 and some change now, so it's had a nice move, but it's not nearly in the same position on the charts as gold is. Silver is not getting ready to make a new all-time high. It hasn't had the same kind of strength. Some of that may be that it's not considered the same kind of safe haven and monetary metal that gold is, in light of all those factors you just went over. But that is what tends to drive the speculative side of the precious metal sector, and that is what drives interest also in the stocks. We see more of a correlation between the mining stocks and silver. So how are you looking at silver on the long-term charts?
I think silver is in a nice trading range. It's up getting close to the upper part of that trading range. And I would have to see a break above the Bollinger Bands on the upper Bollinger Band to get excited about silver. One encouraging thing is the ADX, or the strength indicator, has bottomed out. So that means that either we're going to trade sideways down at this low level for a while, which I think will happen, actually, and keep silver in its range. But that tells me with time we're going to see that turn up. And when that turns up, I think it's going to be in a bullish manner, and then I think silver takes off. But we could move laterally for a while that way. And so I think silver's in a nice trading range. So silver's chart is looking pretty good, actually.
Regarding that silver chart, at least the monthly one there, Doc, as I guess frustrating as silver has been this year for precious metals investors, you look at the RSI on that monthly chart and it's stayed above 50 pretty much this whole year. The MACD continues to grind higher, and yeah, you're right, the ADX isn't showing a whole lot of direction, but taking into account the RSI and MACD for a sideways move here, we're still in positive territory on some of these momentum indicators.
Yeah, and that's what encourages me about silver. I don't see a breakdown in silver to any lower levels at all. And I've always said how strong that the gold and silver markets look on the monthly, because the percentage of sell-off we've had is negligible compared to past bear markets for these two. And what that tells you going forward is we're going to have some events that really propel these things higher. And it's going to come. When you see minimal sell-off like that, especially in the gold where it hangs around the highs, that tells you it's an underlying strength to the market. Now, having said that, the stocks certainly have suffered, but that's okay, because if you're buying into the stocks, you should be buying, and you should be buying next year, because we're getting closer to the end of this bear market than we are when we started it. And that should encourage everybody, because we're getting there, and that's a positive.
Yeah, there is a lot of, I guess, positive outcomes just in the last really couple months. For gold, silver has started to move too. But, hey, a lot of people are still wondering about the stocks, even though those have gotten some life in the last couple weeks. We'll talk more about that in the next segment, as we will continue to chat with Richard Postma. Everyone stick around. We're going to be right back.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back. Here we are wrapping up the weekend edition of the KE Report, the first weekend edition of the last month of this year, and we are continuing to chat with Richard Postma, a.k.a. Doc. Doc, let's look at now the precious metal stocks. Let's start off with GDX and GDXJ. What's your outlook for these ETFs that have at least started to rebound, but boy, oh boy, they have a lot of work to do on the upside.
GDX, you know, looks strong. And it's breaking out, and it's a question now of how high it wants to go. The on the MACD and a momentum indicator on the monthly, the 12-month has separated from the 26-month. And that could move higher yet, or on the weekly I'm talking about, I'm sorry. That could move higher for a little while here yet, but then be a little careful, because when you get separation like that, when the turn comes, it often is pretty significant. So you're going to have to be watching the weekly on GDX. And as far as the monthly is concerned, it's still in its trading range. And I'm not going to get excited until it breaks out above its upper Bollinger band and stays above it for a couple of months. Then I'll get excited about the GDX. And then as far as the GDX, J is concerned on the smaller stocks, the same thing holds true. It's approaching its upper Bollinger band, but the MACD tells me the odds are that it's not ready yet to break out because the 12-month and 26-month moving averages are still confluent, and so you're going to have to be a little careful. That's how I read these charts right now. But it has to break out above the Bollinger Bands, and we have to see separation from the 12-month over the 26-month on the momentum indicator or the MACD.
Doc, how do you go about comparing, again, where gold is now, 2100, to the current levels of GDX, considering last time gold was at 2100, GDX was around 41. And then the time before that in 2020, GDX was around 44. Right now, GDX sitting around, let's say, 32. How do you compare the two? As much as we've talked about how undervalued the stocks are, comparing the two charts really shows that.
Yeah, and that's why people have to be so careful. They get all excited every time we get something like this happen. And the good news is, I believe on the monthly chart, GDX now has seen its low. Often when you get a cyclical bear or a secular bear like you've seen here in GDX, what you want to see is ultimately often, and this isn't always true, but it often is, you want to see the Bollinger Bands contract and squeeze the pricing, because when you see a breakout from that, you often know this is a significant move and it's going to go much higher. Well, the Bollinger Bands are quite wide apart yet, and we're still in a trading range. Now, we do have a higher low from the low in 2022, and if we can maintain that higher low in GDX the next time we move down, then we're getting ready, I think, to break out of it.
Now, Doc, there's not really a good ETF to follow the juniors, and GDXJ is not a good example because most of the stocks in there are still seniors and mid-tiers and maybe the very largest advanced developers. So not really a good gauge on the juniors. But when you look at a lot of individual company charts in the juniors, you had made the point last time we talked to you that you thought most of them had bottomed. They do take longer to take off and catch up with the larger stocks, but how are you looking at the junior sector overall, and is there more risk to the seniors than the juniors still, in your opinion?
I think there's more risk yet to the producers than the juniors. And if you look at some of the juniors, they've broken up on this move. It could be a short-term move. You look at Impact Silver, which a lot of people like. That's finally moved up a little bit, which is encouraging. But that tells me that even if we move back down again, that you're pretty close to your lows here. That's true with a lot of these others, juniors. But if you look at Newmont, which has had really good volume, the Bollinger Bands are still quite wide apart on the monthly. And that signals to me that we might still have work in Newmont. And then you look at Hecla on this move. Hecla's volume has been pathetic based on its move. So those are in opposition to how they're moving. And that worries me a little bit because I would like to see Hecla stronger and a higher volume on it, but the volume has not been impressive at all. And that's also true in the GDX. The volume has not been that great, or in GDXJ. So you have to be a little careful here yet. Yeah, I think we have a little bit of work to do yet in 2024. But I feel by the end of 2024, I think most of the bad news will be behind us, and we'll have by then formed a nice base for a lot of these stocks.
Doc, to your point about volume, though, we have seen just in this last week some very nice volume spikes in the large companies and in some of the smaller companies. But shouldn't we put more weight on those volume spikes in some of those majors outside of just GDX and GDXJ as a much more positive factor for the sector?
Yes, I would say yes, absolutely. But then you get Kinross, for instance, and you look at the volume spikes on a daily basis, and it's not any higher than it's been in the past. But Newmont now, very good volume, as I mentioned, so you're getting some discrepancies. But it's encouraging to see those discrepancies because some of them are actually giving you better volume, and that tells you that, you know, the worst is over for a lot of these stocks. You're not going to have the percentage moves down anymore that you saw all throughout this bear market. And you should be taking your positions over time on any pullbacks because it's encouraging to see this type of activity, frankly.
Doc, let's get a quick comment on the broad markets then as well, because, look, the broad markets have done pretty well throughout this year, but especially well in the last month as well. So there seems to be this risk-on move, and I know we've heard from other guests that it's not broad-based. It is being led by still, again, a handful of stocks, even a bit more than a handful of stocks. But either way, we've been talking about this wide range that markets were trading in. Quite frankly, markets went down through 2022, up through 2023. Where does that leave us in 2024?
Well, I'm not very positive on the conventional market. We have essentially had a cyclical bear so far. And the Bollinger Band on the monthly chart is starting to move up, the upper Bollinger Band, but I don't put a lot of credence in that. I think we might have a false breakout here, but I'm thinking of shorting the conventional market in the latter part of December, because I think the January might be a difficult month for the conventional market. This is not a real market. We don't live with real markets anymore. And what's interesting is, now a lot of people probably aren't going to believe this, but I feel that we've been in essentially a bear market in these stocks since probably early 2000. Why I say that is this, and I don't hear people talking about this. If you go to the Case-Shiller P.E. ratio and look at a chart, back in the early 2000s, we almost reached 45 as a peak. And then we moved back in 2008 down to about a 15 P.E. ratio. And then we moved back up, and I think it was 2021, to about 38. And I think that's a peak again, but that's a lower high than it was back in the early 2000. And I think we're going to keep moving down in the Case-Shiller P.E. ratio back toward the median or the medium over time. And it's going to take time. But I think the conventional market is not going to go anywhere on a huge basis any longer. I think that the odds of the secular bear market is still there, and I think that's going to we're going to start to see that happen again in 2024, and I think it's coming. And because this market is not real anymore, but I think it's slowly going to be affected by inflation, and we're going to be buffeted back to between higher interest rates, lower interest rates. And I think we're entering, as I said before, a decade where it's going to be very volatile.
All right, Doc, you know what? Let's leave it at that. There was a lot for us to talk about here to recap what happened in November and now look ahead to the end of the year and into next year. It was a much better year for investors this year, but for the precious metals investors, at least down into the stocks, we're seeing some life at the end of this year, maybe the well-needed turn and some momentum to the upside, which hasn't been seen for quite a while. Doc, thank you for taking time on this weekend show. Everybody, thanks for tuning in on the weekend show. Again, please go back through our website and podcast, listen to all the daily editorials, and keep in touch with Shad and I. We'll be back with you next week. We hope you all have a great rest of your weekend.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.